All right, gotta go live. Now, admittedly up front, being a podcast internet person is not a real job bother. So I'm being honest here. So don't let the title get too offensive here. All right, hey, so I live in Central Valley, California. Been out of high school now for 3 years, bullshitting my time with jobs. Decided I want change, would like some advice. Currently studying for my real estate license. All I have to do is sit for the state exam to begin working as an agent. And I thought that was one way to get ahead. Along with that, I'm doing a side hustle. I bought property and partnered with my dad. Dude, you need to learn to do punk, period. You're not going to go anywhere. Look, I'm not a big stickler on English. All right. Paragraphs, period. You fucking millennial fuckwits, stop doing voice to text. Type shit out. Because if I read this the way you wrote it, it doesn't matter what you do. No, people are going to get pissed off reading this shit. I don't want to do this guy as a realtor. He doesn't use periods. So that's free advice there. I got the property and he has money to fix it up. When it's done, we'll go 50-50 on around $100,000 profit margin with this deal I found. Oh, there's a period. We'll see if you make $100,000. You'll find out how easy it is flipping houses. And on my question, should I go all in with this real estate as an agent and try to flip houses, or should I consider going to school as well? My dad always tells me I need to have a backup plan for a part-time or something to fall back on. So I began looking into things. Barber school came. Oh, barber, dude, just say you're a lazy fuck and you don't want to work. All right. You're not doing paragraphs. You're not doing punctuation correctly. And you are, why not try and become a personal trainer while you're at it? How about an EMT? Another lazy ass motherfucking shit. All right? Barber. Came to mind, seem unsure about that. How about culinary school, huh? The exciting world of culinary arts. About then, also looked at university near me that has a bachelor's in business administration and accounting. Accounting is a good, that's the only thing legit you just said. Would it be worth it and beneficial for me to get a business degree specialized in accounting, or is it BS? What's your opinion for a good backup, something that could be beneficial for a business? Thanks, asshole. Let me know how much for a video. All right. A couple things, right? There's nothing wrong actually with becoming a realtor. Some people got the knack for it. You'll find out soon enough. But most people who go into realty or become realtors are losers who got no other job prospects but are too lazy to go get a real skill or trade. That's it. That's what I think. I mean, my God, the number of fucking trophy wife soccer mom types I saw in banking where the husband's making all the real money. You know, he'd be a surgeon or whatever. And then wifey poo would come in and it was all the coma careers. Okay, she ran a horse hobby farm. She ran a trinket shop. She had some multi-level marketing thing. Now, this was in the days beforehand of the essential oils. That was more the wine party, sex toy party kind of shit. All right, that's what it was. And realtors were one of them, fell into that category. All right. And it's like, now, to be perfectly honest, I got a realtor in South Dakota. And one of my best friends here in the Twin Cities is a realtor. And he's a good realtor. And they do make money. So you can make money. It's two things. One, you got the personality for it. And two, are you going to hustle and put the effort and time into it? All right. And so those, if you got the personality, you put the effort into it, you can make it as a realtor. But you're also subject to the vagaries, the chaos of the housing market. If it crashes, you're screwed for like 2 to 3 years. So you keep that. So your dad is right. Your dad is wise. You should have a backup plan. And it could be something like, okay, barber school. Yeah. Does the world need barbers? Yeah. Enjoy your $12 an hour. And if you're in California, I can't imagine that you're going to be living all that well. And then what is it? You know, and flipping houses, dude, do you know what percentage of people actually make money flipping houses? Have you looked at this shit? It's always everyone looking for the easy way out. So I'm not against you trying realty. You might be the greatest thing ever. You could become one of those really successful millionaire types. And I hope you do become that. But dude, put your heart and soul into it. Do it for 3 to 6 months. Probably during selling season. Now, I don't know what the selling season is in California because of the weather is not as chaotic. In the Twin Cities up in Midwest, it's springtime. So get your license, go through whatever the selling season is, see how you do, right? If you do all right, cool. You know, maybe it's your cup of tea. If not, ditch that shit, stop being a lazy fucking Zoomer, and get a real fucking job. Barber is not that. I don't know how many times I gotta say it. Military. Free food, clothing, shelter, insurance, and tuition. There's no better deal. They will beat the laziness out of you. Although nowadays, I don't know. Maybe they're just like, oh my God, you're brave and amazing. Here's a pistol. Why isn't it shooting? Oh, the safety. Isn't this kind of phallic? What are we saying about sexuality with our guns? And what else? You would want to get a degree in accounting. And I'm not against you going to the local community college. But if they're going to require vaccinations and all that other crap, I would look at the price and ask yourself, can I get an accounting degree online, an accredited accounting degree online? Because you don't have to go to a physical school, right? So you're not wasting your time commuting, parking, paying for parking, having to take these bullshit classes like diversity and assistant reserve and female and women's and feminism. You don't have to, you know, I mean, you may have to take that, but you're not sitting there in this class like, oh my God. So let's discuss, how do you feel about it? Well, I'm a minority. I think this is all bullshit that you're making everyone take this. I just want to become an accountant. So accounting is a very good profession, but you don't need to go to a physical school to take it. Go to an accredited college online. And then, oh, by the way, if you're going to go accounting, go for your CPA. And then your financial problems go away. But even if you were, let's say you were to get into real estate with your dad, not against that either. Because you got to live somewhere, right? Might as well be building up equity. Learning carpentry skills that you could actually turn a house around, maybe. Yeah, including just fixing up your own. Great skills. Bonding with your dad. I like it. I think you should absolutely do that. I don't know if you're going to make $100,000. But having an accounting background, so you know what a Schedule E looks like, and you could do accounting and calculate the profit potential of a property, look at its cash flow. Oh, wait, you're in California. There's not going to be any rent. It'll all be nationalized soon. Yeah, that's a great skill to have and a great skill to fall back on. You just become a bookkeeper if you want. Nothing glamorous or exciting, but so is not sheetrock and mudding and taping. Ask me. Booty, booty, boo, barber school, no. Try to get a degree in accounting, not business and administration with an emphasis or anything like that. You might have to sit and take some master's classes, backup business. Thanks. Yeah, I think, and about the only other thing I could think of that's more legitimate than being a barber, why don't you become a tradesman? Why don't you become an electrician? Why don't you become a plumber? And unfortunately, you're in California, so the hurdles to that are probably insane compared to getting your degree in accounting. But if you're going to be going into real estate and want to fix it, yeah, that's a great complementary skill to have is carpentry, whatever specialization it might be, if you're going to become a realtor. But that realtor thing, man, give it a shot, get in, get out, give it your all. And then if it doesn't work, it wasn't meant for you, but you got to give it your all. You can't just be like, like all the ladies that came in like, oh, my wife's going to co-sign the loan. Oh, good. That's a great guarantee with her $0 of income coming in. Thanks. By the way, you co-sign the loan. I want your surgeon salary, making sure this gal pays her money back. All right, any super chats? DJ Aftershock, $5. Dude, bro, you just you couldn't break into the realty, bro. Like, we are going to flip houses in Southern California, bro, and make a mad commissions, dude. Oh, I know all those shows. Oh. All right, that's it. Questions, answers, Essel Consulting. See you guys later. Toodles.